All right, Jabos, say good morning. Let's begin. Picking up again, page 38. So remember, again, we were in the middle of a beautiful piece that Rav Kashtil was speaking about regarding Rav Kook. So Rav Kook was speaking about the bracha of Ozer Yisrael Begevura. What is the meaning? The Shbaruch Hu girds Klal Yisrael with strength. What's the deeper meaning? What's the deeper meaning of that? So remember, again, Rav Kook pointed out that all of the Birchos HaShachar that we recite are linked to actual events that unfold over the course of the morning. So look at the second paragraph on page 38. Omeres HaGemara Masai Mevarchim Ozer Yisrael Begvura. So the Gemara says, when do we make the bracha of Ozer Yisrael Begvura? Ozer Zechagura. Remember, again, so the Gemara answers that Ozer, girding oneself, refers to a putting on of the belt. Kisha Adam Sam Chagura, Asu Mevarech Ozer Yisrael Begevura. When a person puts on a belt, that's when he makes the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who girds the Jewish people with strength. Ulech Ora Maha Kesher. So what does that mean, right? What's the connection, ultimately, again, between putting on a belt and girding oneself with strength? Im hayinu kulanu chayolim, habracha haisa muvenes. So if we were all soldiers, this bracha would make perfect sense. How so? Ki bechagur nimtza haneshek, v'sham yeshas acherev. Because on your belt is where you have your weapon, whether your weapon is a gun, whether your weapon is a sword. So I understand, kach hayam minag umos olam. This was the custom of the nations of the world. Choger zenikra chayal. So again, somebody who girds oneself, that's a soldier. Gamayom. So to today. So I understand that that's what the reference was to. Ozer Yisrael Begvura. And the Gemara says, when you put on your belt, you recite that bracha. I understand that, again, if on my belt I was wearing weapons, so I understand the nature of that bracha. However, aval anachnu lo chayalim, but we're not soldiers. Az ma ze ozer Yisrael Begvura. So what's the meaning of this bracha? But listen to this. This is an absolutely amazing idea. Masbir harav ba'olas riyas, Rav Kook explains, shoresh ha-gvura ze ha-yicholes l'mayin. The source of all strength, and we've been saying this before, is the ability to categorize. The source of all strength is the ability to categorize. The ability somehow to go ahead and create categorizations in life, right, wrong, tame, tar, kosher, trait. That's the greatest source of strength. So watch this. He says, Sha'adam sam chagura hu sam kav. When a person puts on a belt, he creates, for lack of a better term, a line of demarcation. Havchana, a distinction. Yesh dvarim alyonim, v'yesh dvarim tachtonim. There are things above and there are things below. Adam shesam chaguru omer, a person who puts on a belt, says, yesh li esachela ka'elyon. I have the upper part of my body. Po nimtzos regashos machshavos. Kan nimtzos ha'ishio sheli. Up on top, above my belt. Ultimately, again, are my emotions, are my feelings, are my personality, my identity. Then there's a part of my body below the waist. Lemata zechalokim she'in sham elementim ruchaniim, ein ritzonos machshavos. So again, below my belt, below Ari, I think it's here. Below my belt, right below my belt. Again, there are other parts. There are drives. There are desires. But not thought, and not true wants. Well, says, you hear this distinction? So says Rav Kook something absolutely amazing. The bracha of Ozer Yisrael Begvura. Kadosh Baruch Hu girds Klal Yisrael with strength, says the Gemara. When do you make the bracha? You make the bracha when you put on your belt. But what is it about putting on your belt? Ultimately, that creates strength, because a belt is a line of demarcation. There is me below the waist, and there's me above the waist. So me above the waist, that's my thought, that's my neshama, those are my regashos, those are my feelings, those are all the things that are pure, positive, and meaningful in my life. Below the waist, there are other desires, other wants. Again, I want to be clear, he's not saying above the waist good, below the waist bad. It's not what he's saying, he's just saying there's a demarcation. You see, people, as you know, get themselves into a lot of trouble in life, often because they don't distinguish below the waist and above the waist. And sometimes it's not clear where their thought processes are emanating from, or ultimately what's driving them in a particular direction in life. That Ozer Yisrael Begvura, says Rav Kook, Baruch Hu girds us with strength, The ultimate strength is the belt. The ultimate strength in life is the ability to distinguish, the ability to categorize, the ability to distinguish between that which is above the belt, that which is below the belt, and by extension, the ability to distinguish between that which is tov and that which is ra. Because remember, all of this comes full circle to what Ramchal taught us when he said that so much of success in life is the ability to distinguish between the tov ha'amiti and the ra ha'amiti. To be able to distinguish between that which is good and that which is evil. Lihios gibor. So to be able to be strong in life, ze kodem kol ladas losim mechitibos. You should just know, by the way, this is also the concept of a gartel. That's why, again, in Hasidus, again, all that was done. Oh, I saw you. It didn't work. All that's done is this process ultimately is formalized. That's what I was saying. It's the same yisod. And it's already in the Gemara to somehow be mafchin. That I go ahead and I begin the day by categorizations. I begin the day by creating a line of demarcation. I create a day by saying there's good and there is not good. Not that, again, not in this case. Every part of a person's body is good. Just depends ultimately how it's used. But at the end of the day, I begin my day. Ozei Sabigvur, the greatest manifestation of strength is this categorization. To be a gibor, to be strong in life, the first thing you have to do is you have to make a mechitza, a partition of distinction. Bein elyon letachton, between that which is above the belt, between that which is below the belt. Bein mashem meromeim lemashem mashbil, between that which lifts you up and that which brings you down. Zoi haschala shalagvura shalazehiros. This is the beginning ultimately of strength and ultimately of zehiros. Tchilas givura zelosim chagura sheperusha havchana tshumas lev. Both say the beginning of strength is the ability to put on your belt, is the ability to distinguish, is the ability to pay attention. Never going to say this bracha again in the same way. So absolutely profound. Ozer Yisrael Bigvura, Ribono Shel Olam, thank you for giving me the strength. When do I feel my full measure of strength? When I put on my belt, when I realize that I have the ability to distinguish, when I realize I have the ability to create categorizations in life, when I have the ability to discern that which is good, that which is not good, that which is the tov ha'amiti, that which is ra. Da, deo, yicholes havchana. We'll say the true definition of intellect is the ability to distinguish. La'at la'at, slowly, slowly, kichol shem eskabrim roem, she'efshar l'mayim kim'at, Kol davar b'chaim l'tovara. This was Nehemiah's point yesterday, which is as we progress a little bit, little by little in life, we begin to see that every single thing in life can be categorized as either tov or ra. Everything can be categorized. B'tar haschala lomdim levar b'mitzvah saveras. I must say, now understand this science, and it really is, it's mamish a science. The science ultimately is that the ability to go ahead and distinguish, the ability to distinguish and categorize everything in categories of right and wrong, tov and ra, is a refined science. So like most refined sciences, you have to start first with basic understanding. So where do we start basic understanding? Mitzvos and averos. So we'll say mitzvos and averos are clear and explicit categorizations. God tells us what to do, which by definition means it's good, and he tells us what to avoid, which by definition means it's bad. So that's how I begin the process of understanding or refining a sense of life categorizations. V'kach kam efshar limdod es ha'ichus shel ha'adam. And this ability of categorization, or the power of categorization, is one of the ways, one of the metrics in which we really measure the expansiveness of a person's identity. Kichol sha'adam matzliach lemayin yoser techum imachayev, top of 39. The more a person is able to identify different boundaries in life, different boundaries, different frameworks, la'agia lekama shepachos shetach efor u'echusi yoser. Ha'adam magia lekazos regishus v'chedvas shalavchana shemiyat hu yodeh im davar hu tov imra. A person is able to refine himself to the point where something comes up in life and immediately I'm able to see, is it good or is it bad? I can be mavchid. But say in the beginning, we're not on that level. In the beginning, again, we're lucky if we're able just to distinguish between those things which are mitzos, those things which are averos. But like any skill in life, as I continue to distinguish, as I continue to create my frameworks, my clarity becomes more honed in and more polished. And there comes a point in time where something comes up in life, and boom, I'm able to see immediately, is it tov or is it ra? Kisha adam berama gavoa. When a person is on a high level in life, hu matzliach kimat bechol davar lahavchin ulamayin v'zoi gvura. We'll say the higher a person gets in life, the more they're able to go ahead and distinguish every single thing. Is it good or is it not? And we'll say that is the true manifestation of strength. The true manifestation of strength in life is in the ability to distinguish between that which is good and that which is not. Hagvura maschila biyecholes havchana. Ultimately, again, strength begins. Strength begins through the ability to distinguish. Lachain masai anachnu mishtamshim emila gvura. So we'll say again, we'll stop with this, but I'll just watch. We have a few more minutes. Therefore, when does a person, when the first time we see use of the word gvura, strength? Bereshis limot halacha. B'shulchan aruch simin aleph. We'll say, how does the shulchan aruch start? With simple words, yisgaber kari miyad bashkama. So remember again, what does the Mechaber write? Yiskaber la'avikari la'avoda saiboris baruch shemo. First words of the Shulchan Aruch. A person should be strong like a lion. It's the first thing the Shulchan Aruch writes. And you know, the meaning of the halacha is, and I'll say, this is mamish, not a pashat halacha, as we know. That when a person gets up in the morning, the Shulchan Aruch says, you should get up like a lion. Like a lion. So not just get up. It's not just up to get up. The person has to get up like a lion. Miyad bashkama. So lama ze kol kach kasha lehisgaber. So this is very profound. In these words, we understand why it's so difficult to be strong in life. Remember, we're defining strength like Rav Kook. That strength means the ability to discern and distinguish between that which is good and that which is not good in life. Why is it so difficult to be strong? Ki adam b'matzav shal shena. Because I will say the problem often is that most of us are sleeping. And if I'm sleeping, I can't categorize or distinguish. When I'm sleeping, life just simply flows by without any real measurement of what it is that I'm doing or how it is that I'm living. So therefore, Rav Kashtiel suggests that's the meaning of this opening line of Shulchan Aruch. That Yiskaber Ka'ari is not just simply telling me how I'm supposed to get up in the morning. Yes, the truth is on a technical level, and again, this is a hard halacha. On a technical level, when I get up in the morning, I'm not supposed to snooze, right? I'm not supposed to go ahead and just take my time, but rather, again, I'm supposed to be so enthused by what the coming day has to offer, what the coming day has to bring, that mamish, I jump out of bed. Okay, not pashut. Rav Kashtiel says there's something else. There's another lesson the Shulchan Aruch is coming to teach us. That you know what the most important thing in life is? Yisgaber kari gvura. But what does it mean to be strong? What it means to be strong? Ozer yisrael b'gvura. What does that mean? Put on the chagura, put on the belt. The greatest manifestation of strength in life is the ability to distinguish. Just like the belt is the line of demarcation between that which is above, that which is below. So the greatest manifestation of strength in life is the ability to demarcate, the ability to make categorizations, the ability to decide what is tov, what is ra. Why don't we do it? Because often we're sleeping. Because often we're just asleep at the wheel of life. And therefore the Mechaber says, I'm not just telling you how to get out of bed. I'm telling you how to go ahead and maximize life. Yiskaber Kari doesn't just tell us not to snooze the alarm. Yiskaber Kari means if you don't have gvura in life, then a person could sleep through life and not end up actualizing half of the potential they have. All right, so stop over here for today. Well, Mirza should pick up page 39 tomorrow. Thank you.